Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, this is Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We'll prove it right here, and you can get us everywhere. First of all, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Again, email us sportsfred@aol.com. Heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. You guys and gals stay healthy. Radio stations like 1400 KSHP in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Just Art Source and yours truly tonight on Sports Overnight America. Mark's off, Laura's off, and you forgot to call Andy Barron, which is my fault. You can email us again at sportsfred@aol.com. The draft last week and the big story, of course, Shedeur Sanders going 144th to Cleveland. We'll see how that works out. You know, I watched it on the NFL Network, a ton of spots for something called Roundup. You know what Roundup is, folks? For weeds. It kills weeds. Except that it's owned by Bayer, and Bayer has lost $11 billion over the last couple of years in suits and federal cases and local cases as far as the Roundup causing leukemia, lymphoma, and other types of cancer. Now, the NFL Network makes billions. That didn't stop him from taking that spot. And I must have seen it, I don't know how many times over the 3 days, 30 or 40 times. And I think the NFL should be, I don't know what. I was so angry when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. Why are you running a spot for a product that causes cancer, leukemia, lymphoma? Please tell me. If you have an answer out there, I'd love to hear from you. SportsFred@AO.com, SportsFred@AO.com. Other big stories in sports, golf cart, as far as John Elway is concerned and his agent, John Spurlock. We'll talk about that. Lakers go down in the first round in five. Tell me why. I'll tell you why. No defense. No height up front. Doncic wasn't 100%. LeBron can't guard me. Well, he can guard me because I had the hip surgery. But before the hip surgery, he couldn't guard me. And the Lakers lose in five. And, of course, Mark's not here. The world's worst sports handicapper. He indicated the Lakers would make it to the finals, at least of the Western Conference. No such luck in 2025. Back with more on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. It's Art Source from Galaxy Sports and Fred Wallen. You can email us. It's sportsfred@aol.com. And Artie, you heard the opening. What do you think about Roundup, Weed Killer, killing people, running spots on the NFL Network around the clock during the draft? Any comments?
Yeah, I turned off the NFL Network after I saw the first two of them. And I went to game day on ESPN, the crew from College Game Day. And I was really impressed. I mean, I'm usually a big Rich Eisen fan, but I felt as though they kind of mailed this whole thing in. And like Mario, our producer, we're talking about it before you came on the air, Fred. The thing that really bothered me is it was the whole Shedeur Sanders. It was overdone, completely overdone on all three networks. There's a lot of kids that got drafted, 257 guys. Great stories, family stories where the families took care of the kids, got them to go to, you know, IMG Academy or whatever. And we didn't hear a lot of that in this year's draft. I personally missed Chris Berman because Berman used to bring some verve, some excitement to the draft with his nicknames. It just seems as though the NFL has gone stale. When Goodell came out on the bicycle, and we all know that in training camp, the Packers and the kids let the guys take their you know bikes over to the field and everything. And it just, I don't know. First of all, to sit around waiting 10 minutes to hear somebody's name called, it isn't what it once was, to me at least, Fred. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Goodell said they might change it from 10 to 7 minutes starting next year because it ran too long. Your comments?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I actually enjoy the Friday coverage, which is the second and third rounds, and then Saturday is the way it should be. It's moving. I mean, these guys come in. Your pick is in, and I think that's the fun of the whole draft. And, you know, I just think all three of the networks, ABC, ESPN and the NFL Network all got caught up in the Shedeur Sanders story. And the reality there, Fred, honest to goodness, is he had terrible meetings with GMs. His friends would call in and he's talking with a vice president of player personnel or a vice president of a franchise or a GM. And he goes, excuse me, I got to take this call. That's really not what you want in a situation where you're applying for a job in essence, correct?
No, I agree. But, you know, I think it's even more than that. And I think going in, it's the LeVar Ball case. they didn't want to deal with his dad. And, you know, his dad would intervene in any case. I'm sure he's intervening with Cleveland right now, and he's probably screaming at some of the other clubs.
The only good thing, Fred, is Drew Rosenhaus became his agent. Okay. And Drew basically told, you know, prime Deion Sanders, let me do what I do. Okay. Because in Cleveland, he's positioned with that quarterback room where, you know, he's got to compete with Dylan Gabriel. Well, Dylan Gabriel is 5'8" if he's 5'9". Okay. I mean, he might have talent, you know, in a college offense. He played for four different teams, did very, very well. But you look at that roster, you've got Pickett, who basically, you know, I don't know. Why would the Eagles get rid of a backup quarterback that they liked? You know, they're the world champions. Then you have Flacco, and we all know that Flacco's 40 years old, and his best days are behind him. He still throws a beautiful pass, but it's like a statue in the pocket. So, I mean, if the kid goes in there with the right attitude, all right, with Stefanski in that offensive staff, I mean, Stefanski is a hell of an offensive coach. If he listens and learns, he has a chance to be something special. And I mean, I give Cleveland credit for even going out and getting him in the fifth round with 144.
Folks, any comments? SportsFred@AOL.com. SportsFred@AOL.com. I think we're both high on running back Giunti out of Boise State. I think he'll help the Raiders. I think he's a top-notch young running back. Your comments?
Oh, he's a combination to me of the great Detroit Barry Sanders with his ability to do the jump cut. I think he brings some force, which we saw with Skittles, the great running back Marshawn Lynch, who Pete Carroll, as the head coach of the Raiders, kind of looks at him at. I think the kid's got a great, great upside. I think the Raiders did very, very well along with the Patriots in terms of the draft. Although I love what everybody says, well, they had a great draft. Well, let me know how it is 5 years from now, okay? Because you can't tell who had a great draft until a couple, 3 years down the line, as we both know. But in essence, I think they should be excited. The Raiders should be excited. They did very, very well in their draft. And I see a completely changed franchise in the Las Vegas Raiders. The less Mark Davis, that's really good. Spytek seems to know what he's doing. I mean, he knows the kind of guys they're looking for. Pete Carroll knows that, you know, he has this thing called Father Time chasing him down. So he needs to get it done with alacrity. And so I think that behooves the Raiders and the Raider Nation. And, you know, and I was also real impressed with what Mike Vrabel got accomplished in New England as well.
Yeah, I think he'll do a great job there. And I think Laura is going to be quite happy with the Raiders draft. You take a look at Arizona's draft, 7 picks all on the defensive side. I thought that was interesting. And the Rams got a B in the USA Today Sports Weekly, which is, you know, obviously a good grade. And really, their best of the draft is going to be next year when they get Atlanta's number one pick. And it might be a quarterback, as obviously they're going to need one at some point in time.
You know what the big rumor is in this area right now? Arthur Smith coached Kirk Cousins for 2 years,
right,
when he was with Atlanta. Right now, because of the problems they're having with Rodgers and getting Rodgers to commit, they're thinking about going in a different direction in Pittsburgh now. They drafted Will Howard, but now they're thinking about going and getting Kirk Cousins.
Well, you know, he's going to get you stats. I don't know if he's going to get you wins. What's his record on Monday Night Football? And, you know, you can take
it. 2-15 or something.
So it's, I don't know if you can judge it over that, but maybe you can and maybe you can't. But I want to talk about Roundup. Obviously, I'm a hypochondriac. I lost my brother to leukemia when I was 16. He was 7. So maybe I'm a hypochondriac. Maybe you're not. You played professional football, or kicked certainly for the Rams, and played.
I spend a lot of time playing golf on the grass. So okay. I'm very, very, very wary of like, if I'm having a cigar out on the course, I don't put it on the grass. You know, I mean, I see people lick their golf balls, Fred. I'm like, no, no, no. You have no idea the amount of stuff that's on, you know, different things that are on that course. So, no, I hear you on this one. And my question is, after all these billions of dollars lost in cases, how can they even be still out there marketing their product and selling their product?
I have no idea. And I looked it up. They haven't taken anything out. There's one ingredient that's apparently the one that's causing the illness, leukemia, lymphoma, different kinds of cancer, and they didn't take that out. So, I mean, I read everything on Google, They didn't.
So how much money are they really making to be able to pay all this money out? I mean, it's ridiculous at that point.
Okay, but let's take it from the NFL side. Why would you? I know. Do they need money? What does Goodell make? $75 million? Greed, as you indicate. I mean, but there's a point where you've got to think about that, don't you? Twice and say,
And Fred, I'm going to tell you another thing. You're talking about that, which is right on the money. How about the ground up tires that make up this super turf that they're playing on?
Yeah.
And they've had proven results in Seattle with goaltenders who dive for balls. Those little pebbles, those things get in your system. And we've talked about it in horse racing as well, that those new modern tracks they made up with the same stuff. And all of a sudden, these horses are coming down with leukemia, coming down with all these illnesses, yet they will not. And you know what's funny is World Cup Soccer says, no, we want to play on grass. So they're going to play in major NFL stadiums. They're going to bring grass in to play soccer, but they won't do it to play in the NFL. And I look at Giant Stadium in New York, you know, where the Jets, you saw what happened to Aaron Rodgers on the first play of the game. I mean, those fields they're not made right. But for someone to fall off a car and die, and they basically, I mean, there were no eyewitnesses, there was nothing, you know, they come out, it reminds me of Tiger Woods speeding out of Mediterranean, you know, and then they said, oh, there's nothing to look at here, folks. Well, you know, there are a few things you might want to check, like his blood level of alcohol and or what is in his system, because it is a death. So I jokingly on my page said, you know, I wonder how many car dealerships Jeff and his family are going to get because of this situation. You know, and John did the right thing. He came out and said, you know, I really feel bad. Hey, feeling bad and killing your ex-agent best friend, I got problems with that. I'm sorry.
Folks, you can email us, sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. Back with more right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. And, of course, my cousin Andy Barron and my cousin Lisa Barron started playing trivia with me. And so we put it on the radio shows. And we're going to play some Barron Sports Trivia with Art Source right here. Laura's off, Mark's off. And it's just Fred who's got the answers and Art who might have the answers. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Numero uno, number one. Jimmy Abbott, of course, fine hurler for the Angels in the 90s, although at the end, Jackie Autry wanted to get rid of him, didn't have a right arm. He had to pitch, obviously, with his left, and he was a fine pitcher. But who was the outfielder in the 40s for the St. Louis Cardinals who didn't have
it? His first name was Pete. I know that. But, God, the last name on it. It was amazing how he slashed the ball with his right hand. Pete?
Yeah, if you balance white and black, what do you get?
Pete Gray. Thanks, Fred. I needed half a help there. But I think that was a phenomenal thing. And I think part of that was because of World War II, and there was a dearth of players to be able to choose from. So, but nothing away from that. It was a great ability. And Jimmy Abbott was fun to watch, and what a neat man he is. I've played in some charity golf tournaments with him, and you ought to see him play golf one-handed. It's pretty amazing.
You know, I was at KMPC at the time when they were trying to get rid of him. And after one of the shows, Jackie Autry called me off the air, and she said, "Fred, thank you. You're the only one that understands that we don't want him. So help me God." So, and I had to get up there.
Was it his performance that they didn't like at the end? Had he lost a little something?
He lost a little, and I guess he wanted too much in the basis of Jackie Autry. But she did call me off there, and it's something I will never forget.
Was she the singing Cowboys girl?
So Mike Bibby, now the hoop coach at Sacramento State, one of Shaq's kids plays there. I think he started at UCLA. Mike Bibby started Arizona, and they won the 1997, and he was a starting point guard. They won the 1997.
Under Lou Dolson, great basketball coach.
All right, so his father was who?
Well, the great Henry Bibby.
Henry Bibby, of course.
Yeah, Henry Bibby of UCLA. What a great ball player he was. I mean, and he, you know, the thing that separated him from everybody is I believe he shot his free throws from the right-hand corner of the free throw line. Is that not right?
Yeah, it was off to the side.
Yeah.
And, he was a fine player, and I don't think he played much in the NBA. But as far as a college player, of course, they had so much talent on those Walton teams that it was hard to lose. He was part of the 88-game winning streak, of course, stopped by North Carolina State. And I was very upset that day. All right. Yankees playing home run derby again this week for the second time this year. And nobody's ever done this before. The first three guys in the lineup hit home runs. They actually had four home runs in the first inning. Former Hollywood Stars announcer was the first host of Home Run Derby from Wrigley Field here in Southern California. What was his name? Former Hollywood Star.
We've talked about it so many times too, Fred, and I usually write it down. But all I remember is how quiet the stadium was when they would hit those home runs. And I remember the houses back behind Wrigley Field. That was a great show. You got me on that one, but I will say this. I'm noticing that in weekend big series in Major League Baseball, whether it's Eugenio Suarez hitting four home runs, whether it's Aaron Judge leading the American League in like seven different categories, the ball seems to be a little lively for those big series and those big games on the weekend. Just a thought.
So if you have a lively ball and torpedo bats, they add up to home runs one after the other. You know, in a lot of stats, Judge is right up there with the Bambino.
Yeah. It's an amazing 35 games that he's played. I mean, if you look down runs, RBIs, home runs, he's hitting 427. I think Goldschmidt is second in the league, hitting in 350. So, I mean, he is just unbelievable. And the big news out of New York is you got Goldschmidt, and now you have Giancarlo Stanton almost ready to come back. And that will be a murderer's row, old-fashioned lineup, when they get those guys all back healthy to be.
So they didn't lose too much by losing Soto, right?
Exactly. And, of course, Max Fried steps right in and is having a great year. I mean, you look down, you know, even Walker Buehler, your ex-Dodger right-hander, is having a great year for the Red Sox. He's 4-1. And, you know, I will say this. There's going to be a lot of people watching what Aaron Judge does this entire year, because this might be one of the, you know, we saw what Ohtani did last year, which we'll probably never see again. Well, I should never say never, because, you know, never is a long, long time. But, I mean, I think that between Ohtani and Judge, Major League Baseball's put themselves in fantastic position, because they have some serious superstars. And then you got guys like Freddie Freeman, who all he does is keep hitting and winning, and, you know, the Dodgers roll. How about the National League West, Fred? I mean, you got four good ball clubs. I mean, you look down the list, nobody thought San Francisco with Buster Posey as the GM would make this quick of a transition. But they're playing great. The Padres, you know, you've got Arizona, like I mentioned, and of course the Dodgers keep rolling along. So I mean it's exciting for baseball fans.
Dodgers, of course, without their most dominant two pitchers, out with injuries, and we knew that was going to happen. And it's interesting. I don't know what they make, about $80 million between them. And you're talking injury after injury, Glasnow and Snell. And is it the Dodgers, or is it just fate that the Dodger pitchers are going to go down? What do you think?
There's something going wrong there somewhere. You know, Mark Pryor, I know Mark real well. He's an ex-USC pitcher. He's the pitching coach. I don't think it's him. But I'm wondering if they don't – I remember pitchers in my day, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they did a lot of running in the outfield. I don't know if these guys are in as good a shape today, because they only have to go 5-6 innings, and they've done their job, quote-unquote. Pitchers in the past had to be in great shape. They had to do what pitchers did, which is change speeds, move the ball up and down, pitch with their brains, not just firing sliders and fastballs 100 miles an hour. And I think that's part of the problem. I think they go too hard, too fast, because they just want to get to that fifth or sixth inning. And I think that's what leads to the burnout of the arms.
Okay, but let me throw this to you. If you're Andrew Friedman and you're Stan Kasten, and you've got two pitchers in Snell and Glasnow, who've never gone beyond 130 or 140 innings in a year,
why do you go get them?
Why do you spend that kind of dough? I mean, I don't understand it. You think that it's magic in Los Angeles that they're going to go 200 innings? I mean, I don't see that. So, I mean, they're making.
Well, you know, they've canonized Stan Kasten and Friedman into, you know, these great. Let's really be truly honest, Fred. They've won two titles in the last 11 years. And last year's team was incredible. I will never take anything away from it. But the other title they won was in a 50-game series during COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had our discussions about Dave Roberts, and everybody talks about him as a Hall of Fame manager. Let me tell you something. I know a little bit about baseball. I think I could do just as good a job right now, sitting where I am, as Dave Roberts could do. You fill out the lineup card, and I'll tell you another thing. I would take a page out of Billy Martin's playbook, And Bob Lemon, and I would get these guys throwing long toss. I would get these guys in shape. I don't care. I told you the story about Nolan Ryan when I went and met with him to give him some gloves that we made for his kids. And he was on the life cycle, and he'd been on it for an hour and 30 minutes on level 10. And when he got off the thing, his thighs, his quads were like crazy. And I'm saying to myself, boy, I would not mess with that guy. And I think Robin Ventura found out about that the hard way.
You know, interesting story with the Dodgers again. Andy Páez, he was hitting like 175, and then he gets 11 hits and 13 at bat. And then he was 275 and was last week's National League Player of the Week, and he's still hitting.
Grand Slam, and I mean, he really, yeah, it's, wow.
I find it most intriguing. The other side, Tommy Edman, who was hitting as hot as anybody, stopped hitting. Now he's got an ankle injury, so we'll see how he works out as far as that is concerned. But obviously in the National League West, as you indicated, you got Arizona, San Francisco, and San Diego. And Mr. King for San Diego, one of the best pitchers who nobody really thinks is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Very quickly, Boomer Esiason's first name, really, what is it?
Norman.
Norman Boomer Esiason works at WFAN, does a really fine job, and of course, did a fine job as far as maybe saving his kid's life. As far as that is concerned,
that is a great story. But you know, the poor story is, I loved Boomer, and I also loved Phil Simms when they were on the CBS pregame show, the NFL Today. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not a stalwart fan, and I think Matt Ryan is an excellent guy, but he brings very little to the show. And I was really trying to figure out, you know, did he not get along with JB or Cowher or those two guys? Because I thought their banter back and forth was really kind of fun every once in a while, because, you know, Boomer and Phil Simms were in the same era, and they're always giving each other a little guff about this or that. What are your thoughts on that, Fred? I mean, is it just time to move on every once in a while?
My thoughts would be he didn't find out till late, like in August of last year. And because I listened to him on WFAN, I don't think he was lying about that. He just found out a couple weeks before the season was going to begin, because he opened the show by saying, I just could be doing WFAN from now on, because and CBS Sports, I'm not going to be on the CBS show. But you know what? I don't watch much of those shows, because every year I get the NFL the games. And if you have DirecTV and you have all the sports channels.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and be a third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. He's Art Search from Galaxy Sports, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. And this is Fred from Sports Overnight America, who used to play for Blanco Park in Southern California and was a major star, even though Al Skates didn't give me
credit. I heard you had the best ratings ever when you lived on Mars for those few years.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I met Elon Musk. It made me feel really great. I want to talk about Mark's opinions, because he is the World War Sports Handicapper. Unfortunately, he's not here at this evening.
Let that sweep work out between Pittsburgh and the Dodgers last week.
Dodgers take 2 out of 3. Skeens won the first. Dodgers take the next 2. And, of course, he had the Lakers making the finals of the Western Conference. And the Lakers go down in 5 to Minnesota. And, you know, it was an interesting game in Game 5. I didn't really watch a lot of the previous games, but I did watch Gobert go for, 27 points and 24 rebounds.
Man, was he a force on the inside, huh? Right, he's a big dude. I was impressed.
But explain something. He gets 27 and 4 and 24. In the first 4 games, he totaled 14 points. Please explain that. Totaled 14 points, 3.5 points a game.
How about if I say that sounds just like the modern athlete in the year 2025? The consistency's never there, but boy, they can look so incredible on one particular night. And that was his night. And you know, I gotta tell you, that was a great game. I think Luka Doncic has to take it a little more seriously. I don't think he's in shape. And I think as you saw that game wind down, you saw him, and he's immensely talented offensively, Fred. Immensely talented. He can get a shot off with 3 guys in his face, although he did get 1 blocked in crunch time in that game. But, you know, it just looked to me like the Lakers were one player. I always talk about, you know, that dynamic threesome that you need to be a champion. And I think that's what it came down to. And then again, Redick in game 4, I believe played the same 5 guys in the entire second half, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And now how do you go to your guys in a big, huge game 5 and say, I really need you guys, you know? And they're like, well, what about last week? I mean, the other night, you didn't need us then. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I saw the press conference after game 4, and he indicated that he had told the team that at halftime. That doesn't matter. You know, that's he said he was going to play that.
Is it all about adjusting to the situation in the game?
Okay, but the other side of this is that I said it at the beginning of the show. LeBron James is 40. He looks 40. Honestly, he can't guard anybody in the NBA.
Fred, and I'll tell you the other story on that, and you're 100% right there. But not only is he 40, but he has played in so many extra playoff games, plus Olympic games, that it's almost like instead of him playing in 17 or 18 seasons, he's probably played in a total of about 25 seasons. And, I mean, I know he's in great shape, and I know he's one of the greatest players of all time. He would be the first to tell you that as well. But, I mean, he did look a step slow at the end. And the other thing was the pushing and the shoving. I mean, the referees at a certain point in time, whether it's by LeBron or the other guys, there was some real physical manhandling of each other that was not called in that game. And, again, you know, I got to take my hats off to Minnesota and what they accomplished. That was a great victory. But, you know, I'm excited to see what happens in this. I know we can't talk about it, but the Clippers in Denver, that's been the best series in the NBA, and it's been relegated to the NBA Network. I don't understand why.
because the NFL Network has a deal that they get certain games, and it just happened to be this one. Yeah. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com.
By the way, Mark told me off the air that he really believes the Clippers are going to win, so load up on Denver. All right, everybody.
There's a 30, you know, we talked about this all the time, and it gets worse every time you read about it. There's a 32-year-old woman, graduated in 2016. She now wants another year of eligibility. She hasn't played.
Grandma stars for the Connecticut Huskies.
it's a small school, but that's not the point. The point is she's liable to get it. And again, it's because of Mark Emmert and the NCAA and the ridiculous rules that they passed 5 years ago. They fired Emmert after that, but I don't know how they couldn't have thought about that up front. 32-year-old woman, graduated in 2016, so I guess she was 25 then, and she wants another year of eligibility, and she's lobbying.
But there used to be a rule in college, where you had 5 years to complete four.
Yeah.
Okay. Which meant one redshirt. Now, there was a stipulation: if you got hurt in your senior year, you blew a knee out in game one or something like that, you could petition to get an extra year, which is six total. And that was maybe 1 out of 1,000 that came through on. Now, like we talked about, there was a Miami tight end that I believe was in his ninth year this year. I just saw the budget for the University of Texas, their NIL budget, $35 million. Well, I thought the budget was supposed to be $20 million. Well, they're you know, well-heeled donors have pitched another $15 million in there. So are you eventually going to get to the point where you're going to buy yourself a national title?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you take it just the bottom line is the athletes, the players going to go where the most money is. And, you know, we talk about UCLA all the time. You know, when they pick up Emil Vaiva and his brother, that's fine. They're from here. Except the three quarterbacks from UCLA have transferred out. I mean, so.
And two key running backs.
And two running backs. So, I mean, it's like I challenge anybody to tell me and for your favorite school out there. Tell me who the starters are going to be next year. If you don't want to do football, there's too many players. Let's go basketball. Name the five starters for Duke even. Tell me who the five starters are going to be for Duke, considering that the three freshmen have all going to the NBA.
And God forbid, if anything happens to Street and Smith or Athlon or any of those books, we're all going to be in big trouble because we're not going to know who's playing where. Yeah, I mean, really. And then they're going to say, well, now in the 2029 draft, this tremendous running back out of TCU, Kansas, and UCLA. It's like, what?
I just don't get how the NCAA could have passed such a rule. And again, both of us have been, you know, pro student athlete. It's just a question of going way, way too far in the other direction.
And that's the real reason Nick Saban retired, by the way.
Oh, I agree. All right, if you're talking about Saban, how about Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend? All kinds of heck going on. Apparently, she was intervening.
You can't ask that question in this podcast.
who the heck is she? I mean, I understand that she's dealing with him and all this, and she's got her own businesses. Great for her. But, I mean, I just don't get it. And now I read, maybe I read this incorrectly, Hard Knocks is going to go North Carolina football instead of NFL football. So they're going with Belichick in his first trip on the collegiate side of it.
Honest to goodness, I looked at their schedule and, you know, I'm never going to take anything away from Belichick as a football coach. He did some things that I would not agree with over the years, but he was a 7-time world champion, not counting his victories as a defensive coordinator. But if he wins 8 games at the University of North Carolina, I would think it's a success because he spent so much time marketing himself and all this other stuff. That, you know, I'm sure Mike Lombardi's done a great job as his GM, which is a whole new position in college football. I mean, you've got, you know, Rivera at Cal, who's the GM. You got Bowman at USC, who's the GM, who came over from Notre Dame. And they're missing the point of collegiate academic athletics. And I guess I'm happy for the players. Don't get me wrong, Fred. I mean, let's be honest. Shedeur Sanders is going to have to take a pay cut this year to play for the Cleveland Browns. And we joked about it with Brock Purdy. And now I'm hearing that, you know, the Niners don't want to pay Brock Purdy that kind of money, $50 million. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, without the surrounding cast he had the last 4 years, I don't think I would either.
You know, it's interesting. North Carolina, I think, going to be in Hard Knocks. Didn't you think that the Cleveland Browns would be an obvious pick, I mean, going into that?
That whole – I mean, you want to talk about a conundrum wrapped in an enigma. That franchise, with Jimmy Haslam leading the way, it's like, whoa. Only one that I can think of close is the Carolina Panthers with Tepper.
Well, what about the son of the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons calling Shedeur Sanders up in the first
round? Ehrlich, Jeff Ehrlich's kid?
And saying, we're gonna pick you.
The NFL cracked down on him. They find him. They find him and the team. And, you know, all I got to say is if he's not on double probation detention, I don't know who would be on that. That's just how do you leave numbers like that laying around, you know, with all the people running around? And, you know, the whole thing was ridiculous for him.
Unless, of course, you're Pete Hedges, then you can keep those numbers all around so everybody can read.
Or you get fired and they name you the UN ambassador now.
You know what they're calling Trump now?
I haven't heard.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Donnie I've lost my mind here. Donnie two. He said to Ford out that kids are only going to get a couple of these instead of more of these. And I can't think of the word now. Why is that? Because I'm getting old.
That's okay.
No,
that's okay.
Donnie two babies or Tony two. Anyways, that's his new.
Fred, one. I'm gonna send you some of this stuff I just got here.
What is it called?
It's called Host Defense Mushrooms, Microbotanical Brain, Lion's Mane, Reishi, Cordyceps, Bacopa, and Ginkgoa. And there's no mag, none of that stuff. You can't, no D3 in there, so it's gonna be good. But I'm gonna get you some of that, so we don't have to deal with it happens to me too. I go upstairs. What did I come up here for?
I think it's two Donnie two Barbies or something.
Two
like
Barbies. Oh yeah, because the kids gotta live on two Barbies instead of 30. That's amazing.
I think it's Donnie two Barbies.
I would call him Don Tarif.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. sportsfred@AOL.com. You want to talk collegiate sports? That's fine. You want to talk golf carts and John Elway? We can talk about that. If you want to talk about, in fact, anything in sports, but I'd love to talk about Roundup, the weed killer, who has also killed hundreds of people because there's some ingredient in there apparently that causes lymphoma and leukemia, and we could discuss that. But we'll come back with more right now on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Everybody, Sports Overnight America. He's Art Source from Galaxy Sports. I am Fred. You can email us sportsfred@aoa.com. You talk about, sports permeates all aspects of our society. I used to open all shows talking about that. Sports definitely the economic side of the world. And talk about how expensive ballparks are now or stadiums are right about now, Art Source. Talk about that.
Well, SoFi was built 5-6 years ago in Southern California on a beautiful site. I haven't been there, but I was there while they were building it. I'm looking forward to going to that stadium. And now I hear that the Washington Commanders, under their new ownership, have put together a deal where they're going to come up with $2.7 of the $4 billion necessary to build a beautiful stadium on the site of the old RFK Stadium, which takes me back to the halcyon days of the Redskins and Cowboys, the great series over the years, George Allen and Tom Landry. But I'm just thinking to myself, again, here's a multi-billionaire owner in the NFL, and he's getting the city of Washington, D.C., and Mayor Bowser to come up with $1.3 billion. And I thought they were having troubles with budgets in D.C., yet they're going to do this. So maybe they have a plan I don't know about.
And again, we really don't know the economics of this because of the tariff situation. Some really rich guys are worried about total inflation. And so instead of $6 billion, it's going to cost them $8 billion. So, it's like...
The word there is transparency. There needs to be a lot more transparency in all aspects of our nation. And I got to tell you, I look at the media and you're either way over here on the left or you're way over here on the right. And nobody seems to understand that journalism is explaining both sides and then letting you as an individual do your own due diligence to find out what you think. And I don't think we have that anymore. I think that's what the internet has taken away from people, the ability to actually read. I hate to say that, but I see kids nowadays and just getting them to sit down and read a paragraph. I'm a huge Dick Francis fan. He wrote all the novels on horse racing, 35 different books. I read every one of them because, like you, Fred, I loved horse racing for many, many years. And he was such a great writer, a prolific steeplechase writer in his own day in Great Britain. But I look back at it now and all the books that I read, I loved that. It was just... And I just wonder if people are even into it now.
No, the answer is no. Kids don't read, and they're not pushed to read. All right, for Mario, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.